winners in the various categories of the Literary Arts Competition, organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, received their prizes during a ceremony at the Methodist Church Hall in Kingstown. Delivering remarks at the event, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sandy Peters Phillips, said the students have contributed to effectively archiving the history of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We will reward you because you have contributed to archiving the history of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. If the trend analysis is correct, most of us in this room may not be around for another explosive eruption of the Lassa Frey volcano. However, what we will ensure is that your work is recorded in an anthology, and that anthology will be shared with each of you individually, with your schools, with local libraries, and across our mission. Your submissions are relevant not only for the local space, but regionally and internationally too. Your submissions will outlive all of us. Overall, we had 202 submissions in this year's competition, which is 200% more than the norm. I think we deserve a round of applause here.
That is the Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sandy Peters Phillips. Meanwhile, the Marketing Executive for Digicel SVG, Caricia Taylor, noted that this year's competition held special significance as it documented an important aspect of Vincentian history, the explosive eruption of Lassa Frey volcano.
The significance of this activity is that it is not just another essay writing competition. Instead, it is recording a significant piece of Vincentian history that generations to come can experience through creative writing. How many of us can actually sit here today and say we've had access to many recordings of the Lassa Frey volcanic eruptions of 1979? For me, and even for many of my colleagues at Digicel, we have relied on the stories of our parents, our grandparents, and even those community elders to bring us an idea of what transpired in 1979. At Digicel, we are proud to know that as innovators in the telecommunications industry, we are supporting such an auspicious initiative by the ministry.
And that was Caricia Taylor, the Marketing Executive for Digicel SVG. The awards ceremony also heard remarks from Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kisal Peters. Senator Peters commended the participants on their essay submissions and urged them to be open to fresh ideas.
You have been creative in your submissions. Creativity is a mindset, a skill, and an invaluable tool. Or we can say that it is a framework for approaching problems. It consists of brainstorming, generating new ideas, seeking novelty, deferring judgment, and also building other ideas. It brings creative confidence and provides an ability to look at problems as opportunities. Therefore, in the course of our national development, we have to be open to fresh perspectives to allow new solutions to emerge which can advance our lives and modus operandi through improving efficacy and efficiency at every level.
That was Senator Kisal Peters, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for foreign affairs and foreign trade. This year's Literary Arts Competition encouraged the participants to document their experiences from the 2021 explosive eruption of Lassa Frey volcano. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.